Q94, your mountain of rock. I'm Gary Lee, and we're off on another morning adventure. And again, we are just cruising around talking SCA football as we're visiting with coaches before the season gets underway. And we're headed to Dent County to talk with head Salem Tiger coach Neil Myers. How are we doing, man?
Doing good, sir. Doing good.
It's here, isn't it? I mean, it's like, you know, you get the itch a little bit. Fall is not quite here yet, but the weather we've been having, it may feel a little fallish, but it is definitely football season. How has your Salem Tigers summer went and camps? How'd that all go?
Well, summer went very well, and you are right. This weather right now makes it feel like fall is here already. You know, football-wise, we are. We're here. Season started. Summer for Salem went really well. We had a very good turnout of kids. We averaged about 50 kids per weight room. Maybe a little bit under that on some days, but we were right around that number for the amount of kids that we had in the weight room this summer, and that was through June. Mm-hmm. And then we went into camp in July, and we ended up with about 3 weeks of camp, and culminating down in Farmington is where we ended up at for our team camp.
You know, you got quite a few coming back. You were a very young Salem Tiger team last year, and you know, gaining valuable experience. Are you starting to see a little bit of growth with your Tigers?
We are. We're starting to see a lot of growth. I think the biggest difference for us this year compared to last year we were a very heavy sophomore class as far as how many kids. At one point, I think we had 14 sophomores starting in a couple games that we had. So this year we got 14 total returning starters that consistently throughout the year, including juniors and everything of that nature, that'll be back this year. Mm-hmm. But overall, just as a whole, the team as a whole itself has gotten a little bit older. I don't want to say a lot older because you say a lot and you're gone. But we've gotten a little bit older, year older, and that's going to play a huge youngest piece. Anytime you're out there playing on a varsity field, playing the sophomores, can usually lead you to not good adventures, but at least when you've got juniors and some seniors in there, on your numbers being higher in those areas, that you're going to end up being a little bit better off than you were.
Well, it helps, too, in practice. You know, I mean, there's a big difference, a senior going up against a freshman lineman or you know, a senior running back going up against freshman, sophomore linebackers, that battle that people really don't get to see, you know, leading up to a Friday night football game, that's a big deal to have, you know, comparable size to go up against to prepare you for a Friday night football game, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, I mean, anytime you have that, just the mental aspect. You know, we've had talks of sophomores and freshmen, and even freshmen, and one of our biggest things is we are not going to play a freshman on a Friday night. We don't want to just because of the mental aspect of it. So anytime you have that with the more of the juniors and seniors you have, I think mentally you're more prepared and physically as well.
Well, and two, you know, coming into this year, you know, your offensive strategy, you're probably going to be able to open that up a little bit more because, you know, they got the base down and now you can expand upon that. And the same defensively, you know, what folks got to watch last year, probably going to be a little bit different because of the year of growth and knowledge will allow you to kind of expand upon that, won't it?
Oh, so much more. You know, last year we, coming into Salem, I didn't really get here until the end of May.
Mm-hmm.
So for the boys last year, I mean, they learned a defense and an offense from June on.
Yeah.
They didn't get that January off-season weights. They didn't have the spring football. They didn't have that. This year we've got the weights. We've got the spring 20 days that we could work an hour or whatever it was, 3 hours a week.
Mm-hmm.
They got to do that. So, you know, we got to walk through and step through and do things football-wise. Where it was always staying present to them. We haven't changed a whole lot. I don't think there was any real need to change.
Right.
You know, still want to be that aggressive, attacking, get downhill football team, kind of what Salem's always been known for.
Yeah.
And you're right, having that experience and that knowledge and being the second year under the belt, yeah, there's still things that we've got to get and understand, but they – as players have taken on a lot more of it, and we're seeing a lot more of a family atmosphere within the culture. So that's a huge piece of it for us as well.
you know, you're probably, I say this all the time, you know, you, as a coach, you want to see players react on the field, not think. You know, when a player's reacting, it's just, it's in them. They know it. They've ran that play so many times, or they've defended this so many times that they don't have to think. They just react, and then great things happen.
I can't agree more. Anytime you react, anytime you have to think, you're losing a tenth to two tenths of a second.
That's right. That's right.
So once we react, we automatically become quicker.
Mm-hmm.
One thing I know, I will tell you, we're not going to do a film is right now we are not going to break speed barriers. I will promise you that.
And so we
know that. And we know that that's how we have to be able to play, and that's how we're coaching and how we're working with our boards. But being that reactionary rather than thinking plays such a significant factor in quickness and speed on getting to the ball and getting to your blocks.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's when you're reacting, you're getting to the point quicker than, you know, have to think about it and then go to that spot. So that is a great thing. And that just comes with maturity and growth and, you know, experience. But now on the 23rd is Jamboree night. What's on tap for the Salem Tigers for a Jamboree?
Jamboree-wise, we'll be returning back to the Sullivan Eagles as we did last year. St. James, Cuba, Sullivan. And then there was one other team that will be there as well. Mm-hmm. I don't think we will see St. James because we see them first game of the season.
Ah, right.
So that's who we open with. And Sullivan has been kind enough to, obviously, I think both teams have kind of said, hey, we don't want to see each other in the Jamboree if we're seeing each other the following week.
So, yeah.
That's been positive. Now, on the flip side, we're each going to get to see each other play other teams
mm-hmm.
firsthand, which pays just as much dividends as it does if we have video on them. But we also know we'll be getting their video, excuse me, for the first week as they will be getting ours. So it makes it interesting. There's two teams up there. You know, you've got Cuba, you've got St. James, and you've got Sullivan that will all be there that are teams that generally are who we see in the district level as well. So there's a good chance that we could see two of those teams that we don't have in season possibly in the playoffs as well.
Well,
that makes it interesting too.
Yeah, and you know, I got a lot of folks that like to listen to the rock and roll there in Dent County, and I say this, please, don't put too much stock into how the Jamboree goes.
No.
You know, I always find it interesting. For me, the Jamboree, I'll watch the line of scrimmage because, you know, okay, are they firing off the ball on time? Are they quicker to the point of attack than the opponent? You know, is there offsides? To me, that's one thing that you can kind of watch and go, yeah, they fired off the ball quick, that, you know, they got in and out of a huddle quick. But as far as X's and O's, and I mean, I'm sure you're not game planning for the Jamboree. You're going to run what just run some plays. But are we on kind of same page? Is that what you kind of look at in these Jamborees?
That is definitely what we look at. I mean, we're looking at a bunch of little things, just like you were talking about with the line play. We don't go in with the thought of, hey, we won that Jamboree, there's no thought of that. We're wanting to see that we are doing the small things and the little things correctly. And a lot of times it gives us the opportunity to put guys that maybe we got question marks about in positions where we have to see how they react. I've never put much stock into a Jamboree. I know my coaching staff doesn't either. We look at it as, hey, we went to team camp. We had 2 days there. We learned a lot about ourselves there.
Yeah.
We watched them on that. We're going to come out. We're going to go to Jamboree. That's kind of our last one chance to get warmed up before season starts so then we can iron out the smaller details that we saw there.
Yeah. Amen.
And that's what we're doing.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, a lot of people hate it when I say this. It's a dress rehearsal. It's a, you know, do we line up correctly? Do we, you know, how do we come out of our huddle? How, you know, how are messages relayed in the huddle from the sideline? And it's just the little things that fine tunes, and then game time preparation will start, you know, the final week. But who are some players out there that you're pretty excited about this year?
Well, Well, defensively, you know, we've got two of our stronger players, our defensive ends, that played last year, and were our two big tackle getters. There was both leaders of the team, co-leaders of the team as far as tackles for us last year.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll have some athleticism there. We've got some, I don't want to say new guys. We've got guys that saw a lot of play time last year, stepping into the middle. Our D line's back for the most part. You know, the goal for us this year is we got to get the defense off the field.
Yeah. Yeah.
Offensively, we struggled last year. For us to be successful, we have to get it to where our defense is not on the field 70-80% of the game.
Yeah.
And when they are, they get wore out, they're tired, they're done. So offensively, we got to have that. The good part is offensively, we've got people coming back. And so we've got some size, but we've also got some quickness up front that we're going to see. That goes with what we were trying to do offensively with the double wing last year.
Yeah.
And so I'm interested to see with that. We've got Ruben Hovey, who was a tailback for us 2 years ago. Blew out his knee in Sullivan Jamboree last year. He returns. He's very, very smooth, very, very quick. Nice as far as having the knowledge and the experience back there with some of the younger running backs that we have to help them out. We've got Toby Dover coming back at fullback. We do have a new quarterback this year. We're working with him, trying to get him lined out. Probably has as strong of arm as any of I've seen. So it'll be interesting to see what we can do with him as well.
Yeah. Well, it ought to be a really good, you know, year for the SCA. There's a lot of parity. You know, some new coaches. There's been some coaching changes, which, you know, that just happens. That's just kind of the life that we live. But it ought to be a lot of fun this year, and we look forward to visiting with you again once the season gets rolling and getting an update on the Salem Tigers. And appreciate you so much, Coach, for taking the time to visit with us.
Oh, thank you very much for all this. We appreciate it.
All right. See you real soon.
All right, sir. You take care now.